Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
That's a wrap on week 15. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly. And let's just kind of tie up some loose ends before we look to the Ravens game this week. What were your final thoughts, impressions on their loss in Miami?
Well, first of all, this is becoming a little tradition. Us out in the snow here at Gillette. I like it.
Unfortunately, we don't have 85-degree weather.
No, very unlike what we saw in Miami with 85-degree temperatures, and you saw some players cramping. And the Patriots just came up short. And it was all about, we're a couple feet from the red zone here at Gillette Stadium.
Right.
That was the problem. You know, they drove up and down the field. Tom Brady had 300 yards passing. But not surprisingly, first game without Gronk, that red zone issue became another issue. And they had the one great catch from Omanawanui, or they may have been shut out. And that's a problem. When you put together nice long drives, 10, 12, 15, 16 yards, and then you end up with either a field goal or they also missed a field goal, that's how you end up losing close ball games on the road.
Well, obviously, we know they did not clinch the AFC East, and they did not earn that number one seed. Still currently right now the number two seed, though. But, you know, it doesn't get any easier this weekend as they go on the road again. They've lost four out of seven games on the road this season. And Baltimore's tough. As we saw, they can pull out a 61-yard field goal if they need to.
Well, the good thing is heat won't be an issue in Baltimore.
Right.
You're probably going to get something more like what we're standing in today, Sunday in Baltimore. But these two teams expect another close game.
Right.
I think they've combined for 17 games this year, decided by a field goal or less. The good news is the Patriots have won a lot of those football games. They are ready for that playoff type environment, but you know, Baltimore has become sort of the Patriots' rival, you know, whether it's the postseason AFC title games or tough regular season games. The one concern I have, A, it's on the road, and as you said, road has been an issue for
they're
these Patriots.
Tough over there.
And B, top five red zone defense. So scoring points, scoring touchdowns when you get the opportunity is going to be key yet again.
Well, that's true. And also the Patriots secondary, I think they're going to have to really tighten up this week, especially with Torrey Smith, you know, and Ray Rice, too. I mean, the defense is really going to have to collectively come together and learn how to play in that environment, in that stadium with those guys, because it's not going to be easy. AFC Championship rematch, there's going to be a lot on the line on this one, too.
Yeah, and you mentioned that secondary. I think one of the issues to keep an eye on is the lack of turnovers. Early in the year, they were getting the interceptions, and that was key. That's the old bend but don't break and get a key turnover, boom, all of a sudden you give Brady extra chances. Those turnovers have dried up a little bit in recent weeks, and I think that's why you're seeing this team struggle in tight ball games because the defense is banged up and is not getting the ball back to Brady often enough.
And the Ravens, they've got some momentum right now. You know, they've won the past four games, so they're not going to let this one up, especially not against the Patriots. It's going to be a tough one.
And it's what they do. You know, they kind of meander through the early part of the season, and then all of a sudden, November, December, it's time to clinch a playoff berth and get rolling heading into the postseason. Those have been the Ravens under Harbaugh and Flacco and sort of that core unit there. So it's going to be a playoff-type environment.
Right.
We'll see which team is ready for it.
Certainly a tough game despite their record, 8-6, but we will have plenty of coverage this week for that matchup right here on Patriots.com, but that'll do it for Andy and myself from a snowy Gillette. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.